Have you ever wondered what it's like to travel around the world constantly throughout your life? Have you ever wondered what a diplomat's life would entail? Well, in today's track, I would like to introduce Yoon Soo Cho, who is my father, but also the ambassador of Korea to Turkey. When I first talked to Mr. Cho over the phone, the first question that I asked him was, why did he become a diplomat? And he told me that in South Korea, in the 1960s, Korea was really poor and that he had this inspiration of going abroad. But because of the poor circumstances of the country, it seemed that the only way he could go abroad was by becoming a diplomat. Let's hear it directly from Mr. Cho.
Myself, out of my curious to other countries, other society, there is some small inspirations to become diplomat, to go abroad.
But one cannot simply become a diplomat out of a vague admiration for abroad. It takes a lot of conviction. Mr. Cho tells me that he could have worked for international companies like Samsung. Instead, he chose to become a diplomat out of patriotism for his country.
Diplomat is different from businessman, and then not to make much money, but represent their own country. So therefore, they have some kind of very strong patriotism of your country. That is very important, and then pride of your country, even though it is very small and underdeveloped country.
After passing the civil service exam in 1980, which allowed Mr. Cho to become a diplomat, Mr. Cho has served in 7 different stations across the world, from USA, Singapore, Kuwait, Russia, Germany, Korea, and Turkey. During his 30 years of service abroad, Mr. Cho tells me that his main job, especially when he's stationed abroad, is to maintain bilateral relationships with the host country, as well as to look after the Korean citizens who live in that particular country. But Mr. Cho tells me that he's faced a lot of roadblocks and that it was not always so easy to find a compromise with the host country's policies and agendas. The key, however, in overcoming such a deadlock is to first listen and then to effectively communicate each other's positions without any shenanigans.
Listen to the differences and try to find some compromise. And also I deliver my position of my country and then find some mutually beneficial point. That is what we call win-win games.
For example, during his 2-year stay in Russia, Mr. Cho worked really hard with the leaders of Russia to work towards the goal of the denuclearification of North Korea. However, this was not always an easy task, especially because Russia was a traditional ally of North Korea. But after talking repeatedly with Russian high officials, Mr. Cho tells me that the Russians were able to see that it would be more beneficial for them to side with South Korea instead of North Korea. The key, again, was effective communication.
Development of nuclear weapons is not the beneficial, not only North Korea to South Korea, Korean Peninsula, or the neighboring countries, including Russia. Russia wanted to increase the economic interaction with South Korea through the North Korea. In this line, they persuade North Korea to give up the nuclear weapon development project as well.
When I asked Mr. Cho how specifically policies and agendas are set, Mr. Cho told me a shocking fact. He told me that diplomats are merely the vehicles of carrying out the instructions that the headquarters give. They don't have a lot of leeway in making decisions by themselves.
Head office is the light heart, and the heart is making some blood. Brain makes some idea, heart makes some blood. Likewise, every embassy and consulate should take some instruction. So that is the basic mechanism.
Mr. Cho tells me that this is one of the small drawbacks that he experiences every day. Even though he's an ambassador, he doesn't really have a lot of room of creativity and innovation. He has to work within the boundaries of rules and policy agendas set by his own government. Also, Mr. Cho tells me that becoming a diplomat will significantly alter family dynamics. He specifically talks about one drawback that has altered his family life.
Drawbacks is that not to be with my family members and my parents, especially to educate children, because our children has to move one country to another country, and then they will face some problems of identity. But the strong point is that we look at the differences. We are more open-minded.
In a concluding remark, Mr. Cho says that becoming a diplomat is not for everyone. It's for someone who's up for the challenge and who's extremely patriotic. But if you're keen of traveling abroad every 2 or 3 years, and if your heart lies with your country, becoming a diplomat, according to Mr. Cho, is never more rewarding.